today's gospel, we hear Jesus sharing with us the beautiful parable of the sower. Parables in sacred scripture were a particular literary device by which Jesus would be using images very familiar to the people of that time. And the whole purpose of the parable was that the listener would identify with a particular aspect of the story and quite literally place themselves inside the story and be able to examine themselves and say, where do I find myself in this story? Who am I? Or in the case of the parable of the sower, the question would be, what kind of soil or what kind of ground am I to be able to receive the word of God and respond to it? And the beauty of a parable is because we as people change and evolve over time and we go through different phases. In a way, every time you read the parable, it is like reading something new because we are called once again, every time we read it, to identify ourselves with a particular aspect. And it could be that at one time we identify with one dimension and on another day or another period of our life with another one. And therefore, we're always called to stand attentive in a parable, to place ourselves within the story and to ask, where am I and what aspect am I called to identify with so that this word of God can bear fruit in my life? In the parable of the sower, the first thing that jumps out at us is really the generosity of the sower and the indiscriminate nature through which he is scattering seed. In fact, it's really a sign of the almost foolish love of God or the extreme bountiful generosity of God that he bothers with us mere mortal human beings, because the sower scatters the seed and doesn't seem to mind that some of it falls on a path or on rocky ground with only shallow soil or among the weeds. The sower's generosity is plentiful and bounteous. He is willing to share the seed and spread it wherever, in a sense, to give everyone an opportunity to be able to receive this word or to receive the seed. The seed, of course, is an image for the word of God, which, of course, is Jesus himself, but also the word of God communicated to us in sacred scripture. And as I mentioned in the introduction, the ground, ultimately, is the question that we are called to ask ourselves. Am I the path? Am I rocky ground? Am I the thorns? Or am I the fruitful and rich soil? The path, Jesus points out, those are the people who hear the word of God, and essentially, it goes in one ear and out the other, and they move on very quickly. The rocky ground, or the ground with shallow soil, Jesus points out, those are the ones who hear the word of God rather enthusiastically and receive it with zeal. But as soon as some trial or persecution or tribulation comes up, they make the decision that it's not worth the cost and they move in a different direction. The seed that falls among the thorns or the weeds, Jesus points out, those are the ones who hear the word of God. They once again do receive it. However, fear and the lure of riches and worldly anxiety ultimately choke the word, and it doesn't bear fruit because the person isn't able to make the commitment to go and follow Jesus completely. And finally, the seed that falls among the fertile soil is the one who hears the word of God, receives Jesus, embraces it, and allows it to govern and rule his or her life, and that is the life that bears fruit. And so once again, we are called to place ourselves and ask ourselves honestly, what kind of soil, what kind of ground condition am I to receive this plentiful word of God that is given to us literally every day of our life? Jesus wants to be able to enter the fertile ground of our heart. When I hear this parable, I think back to the winter of 1997. I had a rather important life decision to make. I had an opportunity to go and work at a Catholic mission in Belize, Central America, and was very much feeling called to go and work at the mission and thought it was a great opportunity to really live my faith and to try to disciple Jesus in a very concrete and real way. And at the same time, I was very much kind of afraid or unsure or had some anxiety about the fact, what am I going to be leaving behind and what is this going to mean for my future? because quite likely it is marking a very different direction in my life that I was currently on at that time, which was, namely, I was studying engineering and moving in a different direction in my life. And I felt called to go, as mentioned, but at the same time, I didn't feel quite ready to say yes or to be able to make the firm decision to go. And so it happened that I opened up the Bible and I came across immediately this parable of the sower. And I read the parable, and as I read it, almost immediately it struck me that I was the seed that was falling among the thorns. That I knew what I should do, I knew what I believed that I should do in terms of following where I think God was leading me. But at the same time, it was really fear or worldly anxiety that was kind of choking off my decision to go. And when I read that parable of the sower, immediately I placed myself in that category. And I also immediately, therefore, was able to identify and realize I cannot let fear or worldly anxiety stop me from doing what I believe God wants me to do. And so I made the decision to go and work at this Catholic mission in Belize. And I suppose in some ways that may explain why I stand before you today as a priest rather than as an engineer. Now, every day we read this parable is another day to place ourselves inside of us. It's nice to have made a good decision once upon a time 23 years ago. But as mentioned, every day we are called to place ourselves inside of it because this seed of the Word of God literally comes to us every day in His Word, in the sacrament, in our reception of Jesus. And so the question is this morning, how is God calling me to be penetrated in my heart by His Word and to be fruitful on this day? And maybe today it is going to be the seed of suffering that we're invited to unite and offer with Jesus. Maybe today it is a word of encouragement that we're called to give someone else or to reach out to somebody in isolation or loneliness. Or maybe it's in a kind gesture or deed that we are called to do. Or maybe it is in spending more time in prayer with the Lord on this day. But the point is, every time we read the parable, we are invited anew to reflect and to say, how can I make sure that the Word of God is penetrating my heart and that I am a fertile soil that will bear fruit in my life, thanks to the efficacy of the Word of God, which, as we heard in the first reading, it does not return to God without bearing fruit. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us ask God for the grace that, as we read in sacred scripture the great parables of Jesus, that we would always have the courage to identify ourselves with the aspect that reflects where we stand in our life at this moment. And let us ask God for the grace that we would always receive His Word enthusiastically with open hearts and open minds, and that His Word would bear abundant fruit in our lives.